This is Dr. Keith Williamson, and I just want to give you 5 minutes on methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. Methicillin-resistant Staph aureus is just a variant of the Staph aureus we have had with us for millennia, and that staph can cause a number of infections, usually superficial infections of the skin, such as folliculitis, impetigo, bullous type, or skin abscesses, carbuncles, and furuncles. It can also cause some deeper infections, such as joint infections and infections of deep tissues after surgery that cause some pretty serious problems. These serious problems are because of the toxins that staph can elaborate that dissolve tissues and cause your blood pressure to drop and can cause death. Staph is a bad actor. So when we first developed penicillin in 1928 and it killed staph beautifully, we thought it was a wonder drug. So in natural human fashion, we overused it. In an environment of antibiotic overuse, the Staphylococcus aureus developed resistance to penicillin by elaborating a penicillinase. It made a chemical that dissolved the chemical that killed it. To overcome penicillinase resistance, we developed souped-up penicillins called nafcillin, oxacillin, and methicillin. These were overused in term. Antibiotic resistance is still in fashion. And when it became resistant to nafcillin, oxacillin, and methicillin, we found that we had the strain we now call methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. I'm seeing strains on Midwestern State University that are resistant not just to penicillin, but they're resistant to all the cephalosporins, souped-up penicillinase-resistant penicillins, quinolones, and cleacin. This is a tough bug. Fortunately, the most common manifestation that we're seeing on our campus and in schools around the nation is a skin abscess. The patient comes in complaining of a spider bite. You look, you see red, hot, swollen, and tender with a central mass that may be fluctuant, soft and squishy, and a central papule or pustule, the so-called point of the abscess. When you see that as a doctor, your mission is clear: incise and drain. Draining out that infection is most of what you need to cure the infection, as demonstrated in studies at Dallas Children's Medical Center. We usually add antibiotics, and fortunately, most are still Bactrim sensitive. Now, there are risk factors. How do you get methicillin-resistant Staph aureus? The CDC has released the 5 C's criteria. Number 1, crowding. Number 2, contact, bumping into people, rubbing against them. Number 3, compromised skin integrity, which is a fancy way to say scrapes, cuts, and puncture wounds. Number 4, contaminated items, specifically the sharing thereof, of personal care items like razors, toothbrushes, t-shirts, those sort of things can spread staph. And the 5th C is cleanliness. People who wash often are less likely to have or share the staph bacteria. So, how do you prevent it? Wash your clothes, wash yourself, don't share your personal stuff. And most importantly, when you go for a workout, you can be in one of those 5C environments. It can be crowded. You can bump into people. There can be staph left behind. If somebody in there's carrier and they use a piece of equipment and you come next, you can pick up staph from them. So be sure, when you leave the fitness facility, take off your clothes, throw them in the wash, and wash yourself. Now, if you've had a staph infection and you come to see me and you've had them over and over, I might try decolonization. Decolonization is done in different ways by different people. Mainly, they use chlorhexidine, which is an over-the-counter decontaminant found in Hibiclens, nasal antibiotics such as Neosporin, which is, again, over-the-counter, or Mupirocin, which is prescription, and sometimes oral antibiotics, most especially rifampin, which can kill staph even if it's hiding out inside a cell. Well, that's all well and good, but sad fact is, nobody can prove decolonization is all that effective. When in the 1960s we were trying to contain this bug in hospitals, they used aggressive decolonization and couldn't make a dent in the percentage of carriers working in a hospital. So, as a final word, you'll notice I didn't say much about decontaminating facilities. This is a person-to-person infection. If you get it, get evaluated early. If you go in and you have staph, be prepared to get a surgical incision and drainage. I hope you don't get it. So good luck. This is Dr. Keith Williamson.